This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. While there was little suspense over whether the Federal Reserve would increase fund rates another quarter point Wednesday, there was great interest in what they would signal for the future outlook. It may be the end of the year before they have enough data for another rate hike. While short-term rates are going up, long-term rates are declining in what they call a flattening of the yield curve. The bond market represents long-term rates, which trades inversely to interest rates. It has surged to new highs for the year. A flattening of the yield curve has historically been a sign of a slowing economy or even recession. Such a concern has not been apparent in the equity markets. The Fed has been tightening monetary policy predicated on the strengthening of the job market. I have certainly noted the tightened job market relative to packing plants in our region. Those wages would appear poised to increase. Whether that is a local regional labor situation related to that specific industry expansion or is more expansive across other industries is yet to be seen. Recent jobs reports showed a slowing of overall job creation. I think the ag sector job situation is tied together with tightening immigration, which has provided a significant amount of the job base for the ag sector. To me, the tight job situation in the packing industry is going to get worse as new plants come online and livestock numbers grow larger. Those complaining about not having a job can move here. Labor costs for the ag sector are poised to rise significantly, so they will be passed on to consumers. Most seem to favor tightened immigration, at least until food costs rise accordingly, and then I'll bet they blame farmers for that. They often call inflation wage and price inflation. To date, wages overall have not accelerated enough to push inflation. The Fed has said that they wanted full employment, which has generally been achieved, but also have a 2% inflation target, saying that is a gauge of energy in the economy. The Labor Department reported the Consumer Price Index fell 0.1% in May, which is a long ways from 2%. The Fed reduced their inflation forecast for this year from 1.9% to 1.6%. That caused the dollar to break and the bond market to rally. If you have paid close attention to my recent reports on what you need to know about oil to know anything about oil, you should appreciate what the shale oil revolution is doing to the price of energy. Fracking shale technology is going to cap oil and gas prices. The Mideast OPEC plants curtailing production are not going to work. Despite their production rollback, oil production actually increased in May. We may replace all of the production capacity that they wish to remove from the market. When they figure out that their plans are failing, OPEC will break down and Mideast disorder will intensify. I recently alluded to the shale technology revolution as being a hallmark event akin to ag switching from horses to tractors. This will have a profound effect on long-term oil and gas prices, dampening energy sector inflation. With the rate of job creation slowing and inflation far away from the Fed's 2% inflation objective, the Fed runs short of reasons to further increase interest rates. Bonds best reflect inflation prospects, and those rates are moving lower as bond investors reduce their inflation outlook. The U.S. economy needs another source of stimulus in order to generate growth. The Fed has done all that it is going to do to provide economic stimulus with easy monetary policy. Their monetary policy tightening will likely pause until either employment or inflation accelerates. The Fed's focus for future rate hikes will likely shift from employment to inflation. I have shown bond market history from the 1930s and 40s at seminars. Interest rates came off the bottom of that cycle, increasing about 1%, and then stayed at that level for several more years before resuming higher again. I think we're following a similar trajectory. I think that as the yield curve flattens, there will be opportunities to lock up long-term rates. The Fed funds are at 1%, while the 10-year notes fell to 2.13%. Banks find it hard to make money on that spread. The dollar and bond market started the year with great expectations that Congress would step forward with some aggressive fiscal stimulus with lower taxes and infrastructure spending, boosting GDP. The Fed expected and welcomed fiscal stimulus so that they could roll back their monetary support. That agenda has since stalled in a political quagmire. Not even the Republicans can get consensus among themselves. Whatever they do accomplish will be a handicapped version of what was promised. What I do not understand is why the stock market holds up. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.